In Congress this week, the Denali Commission survived another attempt to strip it of federal funds. APRN's Liz Ruskin has the story about what's become something of a ritual in the U.S. House.
Fiscal conservatives are gunning for the Denali Commission and this week tried to eliminate the bulk of its funding, $10 million tucked into a federal appropriations bill for energy and water programs. Ohio Congressman Steve Chabot argued, as others have for years, the Denali Commission is an unnecessary middleman.
American taxpayers would be better served if federal funds were distributed directly to the state of Alaska or to Alaskan communities.
Chabot has a separate bill to kill the Denali Commission altogether, which is officially called the Eliminate the Commission to Nowhere Act. Alaska Congressman Don Young, though, argues the Denali Commission provides more direct service because it cuts government agencies out of the picture.
It's money well spent. If we don't spend it on this type of thing, to cut out the middlemen, they keep saying there's other agencies. This is not true. Those agencies do not function.
The commission is a relic of Alaska's big money days. Senator Ted Stevens created it in 1998 to spur rural development. He modeled it after the poverty-busting Appalachian Regional Commission. But that commission coordinates projects across multiple states. The Denali Commission serves only Alaska. A slew of auditors and watchdogs have claimed it does work the state could do for itself. Oklahoma Congressman James Lankford picked up those arguments this week.
We as a nation have to find ways to be able to eliminate duplication, and this is one of those moments. Are we going to listen to the Inspector General, Congressional Budget Office, GAO, two different presidents, Office of Management and Budgets, or will we ignore all of those?
Young reminded his colleagues that dozens of Alaska villages lack running water and other infrastructure their constituents take for granted. He says the Denali Commission is doing its job.
It's time we accept the fact this system works as the other commissions do for those communities that are less fortunate than those communities that most people live in this body.
The amendment to cut $10 million from the Denali Commission failed by a substantial margin. Young was one of 69 Republicans who joined most of the Democrats in voting no. The Denali Commission these days focuses mostly on bulk fuel storage and other energy projects. It expects a total budget of $14 million next year. At its peak in 2006, its budget was $140 million. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.